A few years ago on the Metta retreat, you taught a phrase that you use in your practice. May I have the patience, courage, understanding, and determination to face and overcome obstacles, difficulties, and failures in life. Please speak on how you use this phrase in practice. Well, that's part of a structure of the development of loving kindness that Bhante Gunaratana in particular uses, and it's may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may no harm come to me, may no difficulties come to me, may no problems come to me, may I always meet with spiritual success, may I have the patience, courage, understanding, and determination to face and overcome obstacles, difficulties, and failures in life. And that's a set of phrases that's used to seed the cultivation of that emotion of loving kindness and care, and of course one directs that towards oneself, but then one also directs that to those who are dear to one, those who are close, and that one has caring consideration for those who one is maybe neutral towards, also towards those who are one's adversaries, and so that one's developing. It's like you. That's just, I found that having different structures to be able to or articulations of these metta phrases helps to, because the way the mind works, it gets inured and it gets so used to a particular set of phrases, even say the ones that say like in our evening chant or in the chanting, may I abide in well-being. That's a set of phrases that's used in the cultivation of the Brahma Viharas, and one uses those phrases to drop into the mind, and then to try to elicit the emotion that surrounds that, which is positive and wholesome. So it's a tool for cultivating loving kindness and the other Brahma Viharas as one wishes, but particularly the loving kindness quality. So that's one particular set of phrases amongst quite a few that are around, and I particularly found it kind of useful.